Bravo are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdown.
Good morning, students. I'm Lauren Davis.
I'm Michelle Faber.
And today we are changing up our lesson plan a little bit in order to give you guys a more comprehensive understanding. And because we know different students have different interests,
learning styles.
Different learning styles. Some are more tactile, kinesthetic. Some are visual. So then you're watching on YouTube. Some are audible listeners.
And you're listening on
audible.com. This is an audiobook. So we've decided instead of having really long episodes with both the new recaps of Orange County and the old lessons covering seasons of Orange County, instead we're going to start releasing two episodes a week for you guys. Double your pleasure, double your fun, double your learning. So today we are going to cover season 18, episode 13, You Are Cordially Uninvited.
Woo-wee!
And later this week, we're going to release our Season 8 Part 2 lesson, the thrilling conclusion of Part 8.
Wow. This was a big episode. So, Lauren, I'm going to read you something, and then I need you to tell me what this means to you.
Perfect. I'm an Audible learner.
Audible.com learner. Hello, Alexis. It's Shannon Bedard. I am hosting a trip to Europe with my friends and just wanted to make it clear, you are not invited. That should be quite understandable given the circumstances. Thank you for the flowers, but I'm not interested in an olive branch. End scene.
Wow. First of all, what first jumps out is, Michelle, your Shannon is pretty solid.
I had the squawk. And I've had many breakdowns just personally, so I was method with that.
You can channel that, you know, inner histrionics. Yeah, that was really great. Also, the second thing that jumped out to me is I can hear, like, my audible listening makes me be able to hear and see the way that the text is written, all of the cap locks, lots of periods. We've probably got an indent in there, even though it's only like two sentences.
Right.
The way Bravo pops it up on screen as helpful captions for, again, our audible listeners. It's extremely Shannon. It's extremely Shannon. It's part of her shenanigans that we're going to get into later. And yeah, I think that honestly, it's her trademark not going below the belt, not getting
not
too nasty.
But she's not nasty, not rude, but telling you very succinctly.
A statement of facts. You are not
I'm
invited.
Not here to be your friend.
Yes.
You're not on my trip.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, if I would have written that text, I would be like, are you out of your fucking mind? You think sending
me a tree
on camera
would
make me forgive
you? You would have been so nice. You'd be like, I'm really sorry. It's not my decision.
Yeah, probably.
I don't get to make my own decisions about my birthday trip. And in fact, I'm not even going on a birthday trip. Do you want to sleep on the floor of my parents' house?
Yeah, that's more like me. I talk a big game, but I'm very,
You're very, yeah, you don't like
Yeah, I think that's what that's like what Tamara would send. That's probably what, like, Gina, Emily, what most of the housewives would send. Like, bitch, are you out of your mind?
Yeah. Are you fucking crazy? You're lucky that I'm even texting you this because I don't have your number blocked yet.
Yeah.
You dumb bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, Emily has done this to Alexis where she's been like, you're a friend of. Get out of here.
You're
go fuck John
of.
Some more.
Fuck off.
You're a friend of. Go fuck John some more, you friend.
And that was just for Alexis misunderstanding and thinking that Emily was calling
Emily
her
was
ugly. Like,
yeah, she was like, how dare you call me thin?
Yes.
How dare you call me a size 2? Yeah, Alexis is just but yeah, she did send an entire tree to Shannon. And I was thinking, like, how is Shannon gonna get this home? She probably was like, she didn't even take it.
Oh no, she left it at the restaurant, like, for sure. Did courier, did the Amazon person had to like find her? Like
they were like, which one's Shannon? And they're like, oh, the only one wearing a sequence dress of the Union Jack. Okay, thank you.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So this was another
episode.
Yeah, another episode of some really great iconic work from Shannon. I think she's the episode's MVP, and that's why this text quote is the most notable and quotable of the episode. Now let's get into it. I know. Okay, well, let's try this new little format idea you had. So what did you think of this episode, Michelle?
Wow, this episode had everything that I wanted. It had a striptease from Shannon and had a tea party, which is classy. It mm-hmm. had Shannon being nasty to Alexis, and it had Alexis getting upset mm-hmm. and then kicking people out of her home.
Yeah, that's pretty much a good synopsis.
What else do you need? And yeah. we didn't have to see John Jansen. Oh, wait, did we see him on screen this time? If we did, I blacked it out. I don't think he was on screen this episode.
No, we did. This was
the confessional.
The entrance.
Okay, so it had almost everything I ever wanted, and then something that I never want again.
Yes, I mean, the gasp, I... Ghost.
The shriek. It was like, you know, the first time you have anal, you're like, oh, never again.
Yes, like my asshole, like, gaped, swallowed my stomach whole, dropped straight through. I was like,
What was that? I didn't like that.
It was scary. Okay, so let's get into it. So we pick up the episode with Tamara leaving the party at Ryan and Jen's house, and she's livid at
leaving
Ryan.
Leaving or stumbling out, baby.
Combo deal, I would say. And then Eddie does actually end up hugging Ryan, which he said he wouldn't do. He was so offended. Ryan tried to hug him when they're not friends. So he does end up hugging him before he leaves. Do you think that this means that Eddie... is open to making amends? He'll do whatever Tamara tells him to.
I think he just kind of also did it because, like, Tamara was such a drunk asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were, like, guests in their home. Like,
yeah.
Yes. And so it's just like, you know, she did make some really horrible statements about you. Mm-hmm. Drunkenly in your home, like, thank you for mm-hmm. inviting us, please don't sue us, I need to go hold her hair now.
Yes, Eddie does. He's just so supportive. He kind of vacillates between cleaning up when they'll get in really mm-hmm. big trouble with the mm-hmm. viewers or mm-hmm. legally, and then the rest of the time he says whatever Tamara tells him to do. Yeah. And that's a loyal man,
because you know who Tamara is right now. She's the cooler. You know the movie The Cooler? She's just like ruining everything, that anything interesting that's happening, she's destroying it.
Well, I feel like she's still instigating. Like, she's still making interesting things happen. Like, I would say,
it's
like...
She's, like, ruining the vibes.
She's ruining vibes. Yes, she's like the...
vibes.
Yes, yes. She, and also is, like, you know, every scene she walks into, I think she's more of, like, an emotional vampire, where it's, like, any existing tension... or, like, conflict, she's sucking it up so mm-hmm. she can be the center of it, you know? Yeah. And that's why people are annoyed at her, because it's like, know you can do this.
Suing her.
Yeah. They're suing her for vampirism.
Vampirism.
Bloodletting. So then once they leave, we get a little more pussyfooting around the allegations about Ryan from Emily and Katie. Yeah. They're like, are you going back to Vegas to hang out with your friend who's that bookie for a baseball player? And Katie's like, are bookies legal? And Emily goes, no. And Ryan's just like, I can't answer that. He's a great friend. His family is very important. And everyone's like, you got to Vegas, like, kind of a lot.
And he's
just like, you know, I love that family. They're so important to me. Just being evasive.
But everybody is innocent until proven otherwise in the court of law. And I need Ryan to continue being on my screen, please.
I agree.
More Ryan. Yeah. All Ryan, no John. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Ryan and Jen are such a power couple.
They're stars. Yes.
God
is smiling on them.
Yes. And it's like a really, I feel like a unique dynamic.
Yeah.
Like it's not giving Dorit and PK.
No, but it is giving a little bit of like Thelma and Louise.
Yes. Yes. Just
but I don't
on
want
the
them
run.
To drive off a mountain.
No, especially not with their five kids in the backseat or anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're a great pair of grifters who really, I think, are pure, like Jen is a pure of heart accidental grifter.
And even
she really is trying to make the right decision.
Yeah, and even though Ryan was like horrible last season and like maybe he's done some questionable things legally, like I feel like this is kind of a redemption tour for him, and it's working for me.
Yes, his lawsuit for like stealing
and also just that lawsuit, but then, okay, like, suing Tamra for what she said on Watch What Happens Live, mm-hmm. which also, did you see, like, what she said on Watch What Happens Live, like, since they re-aired it, they took it out. They've removed
yeah, I
it.
Heard that. It happened within the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, she's in big trouble.
Big trouble. Maybe she knows how Shannon feels now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think that probably Bravo, like, I'm sure that they'll... If Bravo is part of the suit, I'm sure they'll try to settle it because they don't need another one. Leah McSweeney's lawsuit just went to trial.
Oh, my God.
They're just like, they're ass to ankles in lawsuits, dude. So hopefully that they were able to bribe and Jen, allegedly.
Yeah.
So we see that Emily is, since she's a lawyer, we never forget she's a part-time lawyer. Yeah. She's working on the Innocent Project, which frees the wrongfully convicted. She's especially interested in cases that were based on the January 6th insurrection. Ooh. Just kidding. I have heard she is QAnon, though. Allegedly. Allegedly. So the girls go shopping and they are talking with Shannon about Johnny J's lawsuit. Everyone talks about what grandma taste Shannon has. And I was like, oh, my gosh, shout out to Michelle for calling this from Shannon's first interest or entrance that she has.
Yeah, she loves it.
She's grandma chic. And especially her new confessional look.
Grandma chic.
Grandma chic. And Emily Gilmore from like one of her friends from the Daughters of the American Revolution. She's got like the. Hi, Chignon. She looks like Evita. And so then Katie tells Shannon that Alexis was upset that Shannon rejected Johnny J's offer. Shannon says she didn't reject it. She gave him all the money he wanted. And this, like, when she, on just, her second offer, she just said, also, don't shit talk me.
Yeah. Sign the non-disparaging agreement, which is like... What's the problem?
Like,
why? Yeah, it's like, what do you gain from talking shit about Shannon?
Your career. His career is talking, and Alexis.
I know, that's
career.
The thing. But so it was, I mean, that's the thing I wish that Johnny J and Alexis would just say. It's like, it's not about the $75,000. It's the fact that Alexis wouldn't be on the show if she wasn't with John. And like, the only connection John has to the show outside of Alexis now was Shannon. And so I don't know. At this point, it's like, okay, I was like, oh, I was kind of excited for Alexis to come back. I was like, it's going to be a little messy because it's a little awkward, but it's just kind of sad at this point. Like, she literally has nothing else she's talking about. And then she's, you know, gone on social media saying like, she is talking about other things, but it's getting cut. And it's like, sweetie, you already know how this works. You're a friend of. Like, if you have other things to talk about, you're not going to get as much screen time as everybody else. You need to just stop talking about this completely.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's especially tough because we've had so many, like, teases that we're going to let this rest a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, we've had, but what is crazy is, like, the two episodes, like, 11 and 12, where we did let this rest, they were not good episodes. I'm kind of torn. Like,
oh, like that song.
Yes.
Up is red, I'm torn.
I'm lying on my bathroom
on the floor.
Naked.
Naked.
Being like,
do I
want Alexis to stay or not?
Yeah. Do Jesus, Drugs, and Johnny J deserve to stay? Maybe, but she doesn't deserve to go to London, which is what we need to talk about next.
This is all wild. So, first of all, to circle back a little bit, I do think it's wild that Emily and Katie are playing both sides kind of with Alexis and Shannon, where they're being like, well, Johnny J rejecting the disparage, just that makes total sense.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's because that's what Tamara's argument is, like, oh, yeah, of course he's going to reject that because that's something that you'll figure out in the settlement. So, like, you know, like, because that's maybe, it's like, that's not, clearly not unreasonable. And also, Shannon hasn't said anything bad about him other than facts. But,
yeah, whatever. By the way, I feel like Emily said worse things about John Jansen than...
On screen.
Yeah.
In previous seasons. It's just...
Yeah.
I mean, Emily...
I heard something about this, why she's not.
Yeah. Okay. So, so then Tamra complains that Shannon is blaming Alexis for calling People Magazine to announce the lawsuit. She's like, that's all she does is blame Alexis.
Yeah.
But Katie and Jen admit in their confessionals during this scene, Alexis absolutely did call People Magazine.
Yeah.
Jen kind of like is like, plead the fifth. And Katie's like, well, Katie's like so out of the loop on what is not supposed to be said on camera.
Like, I know. She's like, just like, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so her publicist, right?
Yeah.
No, we're not doing that? Or no, the video is Shannon running over his daughter.
Yeah, sorry, wait.
Wait.
Okay, well,
and
whatever.
Then she's like, fine. She's like, then, okay, yeah, that's what Katie needs to be doing. She needs to be moving shit along and saying what nobody else is going to say instead of like, your husband called the paparazzi. It's like, no, bitch, we don't care about the golf. I don't care about the paparazzi.
Yeah.
Give us the tea.
Yeah, this is like, honestly, if this is kind of her...
She
game.
Should narrate the show and be like Gossip Girl, like Kristen
Bell. She did narrate that episode.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Watch it.
I won't watch it, but I'll watch it. I'll watch it if she narrates these. It's like,
yeah, she is kind of playing. Hopefully, she's playing. She's not just like inept at Housewives. She's playing a Dan Humphrey type game where she pretends to be kind of a bumbling dork and shy and new, but then she is like, I accidentally pushed the plot along and finally said something we were going to wait till the season finale to say. I'm
or
like
a reunion or never say it or say it on social media, which is the biggest problem with Housewives.
Biggest problem with Housewives and
is saying shit on
Kyle.
Social media, never bringing it up on the show.
Yeah. Mm. Or saying it in a court of law.
She's cursed every franchise with her bullshit.
She truly has. Yeah. She changed the game in a bad way. Okay.
I have a gag order too. And it's to Kyle Richards.
Yes. I order myself.
That's my gag order.
Yes. Every time I see her. So then it's Shannon's birthday tea party. Emily.
And tea is spilled.
Yes, ma'am. Emily and Heather, like Emily walks in and immediately like, gets
I'm
Heather.
Not fat, Heather.
Yes. And Heather's like, oh, should
what
we
are
not
you talking
do this
about?
Here?
I don't want to talk about this now.
Yeah. And
I want to talk about it in my confessional and say even worse things.
Exactly. Yeah. Heather's been a real confessional warrior this season.
Real confessional.
Confessional, yes.
Confessional.
Confessional.
That's our new segment for Heather. Confessional.
Yeah, confessional. Because she's a professional. She does confessionals. And she's a cunt.
A cunt.
So they, Emily takes her aside and they finally, Emily actually like lays down pretty easy, I think, for Heather. Mm-hmm. She's like, look, I was just trying to communicate my feelings. I'm still not mad. I just want you to hear my feelings.
I lost and, all of this weight. Like, it is triggering.
Yes. It's, and it's Heather insane. Like is still like kind of defensive, but nodding. But it kind of like upsets me that Heather, she should have apologized for being so defensive. Emily kind of just lets her off the hook.
Yeah. And to be truthful, Heather has always been problematic with weight.
100%. Like, you know, it's tough because it's hard to like go after her hard here without being like, you're weird about food. That's like, you know.
Yeah. And
gross,
I'm weird about food and you're weird about food. But we have admitted that we have eating disorders.
Yeah. But Heather, I don't think has. She thinks it's.
I'm
like
not saying she has. I'm not saying that Heather has an eating disorder. I just say that. From somebody who has, like, seeing some of the comments that she's made are extremely triggering.
Yes, yes. But I don't think, in her perception at least, I think she's just, like, someone who's like, I watch my weight. You know, she's from a kind of older generation, even though her face wouldn't show it. She looks great. And she's like, you know, I just portion control diet, portion exercise, control. Lean meats. You know, I'm getting all of my,
scheduled,
you know.
Like, when you, I don't know, when you're very...
She's very regimented.
Regimented.
In her life in general. You
That's
know?
The R word we'll use for her.
Yes, no. Regimented. Okay, so, all I wrote for this, like, exchange they have is, like, she's, man, God damn it, Heather, chill out. Mm-hmm. Like, you must chill. So, also, this is, like, a London-themed tea party, so everyone has, like, very dumb fascinators.
Ooh, la, la. Oh, that's French.
Jolly good.
Jolly good times.
Yes. And of course, we have to like cut to the confessionals of like everyone trying to be Shannon in Ireland and doing like a fake bad accent. I'm like, I'm kind of dumb. Yes. Oh, I only like it when we do it. And it's just because we're too scared to commit to an accent and then it'd be bad.
But then also, anytime you want to actually reference the Ireland trip is pretty fucked up. Because
That's
that
true.
Was a horrible trip.
It was a dark night of the soul. I can't wait.
It was
till
the
we get
actual
there.
Dark night. Like,
yes, dark
that was
night.
A real, like, Christopher Nolan
He wishes. Probably,
you know, I think he did direct this, just like under a pseudonym.
Yes. That's yeah. He was in the Sprinter bus with Tamara going, he did the night vision of Kelly screaming at everyone.
It's very Nolan-esque. Very Nolan-coded.
Yes, the way we jump forward and backward in time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so everyone has to tell their favorite Shannon story to Shannon.
I loved this. I want to do this for my birthday. I want all of people who only, like, I want my coworkers to sit around.
I love it.
Well, after I strip.
On Zoom.
On Zoom. And I want them to just tell me their favorite story about me, even though I've met none of them so far.
I've met none of them,
yeah. Yeah. That one time I talked to you on Zoom was kind of interesting.
And then Shannon tells the ladies, guess what? The reason it's London themed is we are going to London for the cast / my birthday trip. Everyone's really excited.
And then acting surprised. I will say, going back to the saying the nice things about Shannon, it was actually, I found a sweet moment when Tamara was telling like a really funny story for the two of them. And it didn't make me like Tamara right now, but it made me miss for what they
miss
had.
That. And yeah, I just can't believe she. Yeah.
They had some really.
Does Tamara not know we're rooting for them to be friends again?
We were all rooting for you.
We were all rooting for you,
Tyra Banks.
Yes.
Anyway, okay, so now we're going to London.
Yes. So,
but not before a gift is received.
Yes. So Alexis sends Shannon birthday flowers and a card to her birthday lunch.
/ olive branch. And it is a tree.
Yes.
A tropical tree.
She's such a literal woman, Alexis.
in the words of Mary Cosby, women.
Women.
But she's acting like a little girl.
Little girl, bubblehead. So then everyone's like, oh, okay, well, that's nice. Are you going to write her a thank you card? And this is, I think, the meanest thing that Shannon has said about Alexis so far, which says a lot about the fact she hasn't been talking shit. She's just been repeating information.
And she doesn't have to say mean things about you. She'll just run over you with her car, allegedly.
Exactly. She lets her vehicle.
Actions speak louder than her work.
Yes, and car. Actions speak loudest of all.
Mm.
Allegedly. We haven't seen the footage.
Allegedly, we haven't seen the footage.
Subpoena it. So then she, they're like, are you going to send her a thank you card? And then Shannon's like, fuck no.
Fuck no.
And then everyone's oh my God.
She's like, not only that, here's the text I was thinking of sending to Alexis. Should I send it?
Yep.
Write it, regret it, send it.
Send it.
Forget it.
Say it.
Say it.
Say it, forget it, write it, regret it. The poet Dorinda Medley.
Mm-hmm. She was our poet laureate, I think, during Obama's second term.
I believe so, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
She did a lot of slam poetry.
Yeah.
Clap was her inaugural speech.
Yeah. She performed that at the Apollo.
Okay. So then, so she writes a text that's like, you are not invited to the trip.
You are not going.
You are not going.
You're not invited to my birthday trip, which is so fun. It's giving Regina George, baby. I like this.
Yeah, Orange County has always had like some really petty, like third grade type fights, like we'll get into in the season 8 lesson. And yeah, it's nice to Shannon usually doesn't isn't into these petty shenanigans. So it's nice to see her respect the history.
Yeah, when there are petty shenanigans, she does shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans, new segment, where she runs to the bathroom and cries.
Yeah, throws off her mic, drunk.
Or cries in front of somebody and then storms off in a sort of a rage cry.
Yes, she's more into the histrionics are emblematic of shenanigans. And more of like the kind of prop work friendship bracelet stuff is more like Tamara and Vicky and Gretchen shenanigans.
They don't even have a pun.
No pun. Because it's like they're, you know, it's like
pun intended for those two.
No pun intended. They're working on like a second grade level. As we've said, Alexis is a literal woman devoid of innuendos. So yeah, that's more of a... But that's what, like, Shannon is paying homage to, which we like to see.
Yeah. An illusion.
Yes. So then Katie and Jen decide to go to Alexis's to, like,
because they want to deliver the news, plus they want screen time, and nobody wants to share screen time with Alexis at this point. So it's, yes, like the two newbies, like, they're pawns in the game, so they got to go do it. It's like part of their, like,
initiation.
Initiation. Hazing. This is, yeah, they're being hazed. This is, I thought we got rid of that in this country. Shouldn't this be illegal?
How many people have to die?
How many people, can I just, like, drink, like, 5 gallons of water in a minute or whatever, like, these kids have to do in college? Like, I don't want to be hazed.
I would rather do that than go to Johnny J's house and talk to Alexis.
So scary.
Yeah. So yeah, so they go to break the news. Alexis does not take it well. She's shocked.
First of all, she has a beautiful cheese platter. I will say that. She offers, everybody has three drinks, which I also love too. Everyone has a Diet Coke, everyone has a water, and everyone has a red wine. And then they do tell Alexis, like, have you looked at your phone? I don't know if Shannon sent you something. Like, and they're hoping that she didn't. But she did.
She did.
She said it. And now she's.
Yes, and now she said it. And what's shocking is how shocked Alexis is. She's like,
she's gone full. She is trying to shenanigan this. She's gone shenanigan. It's not working for Alexis.
She's copying all of the shenanigans.
She is truly like single white female.
She truly is. Yeah. She's like having a, you know,
she's
a
going
meltdown.
To the same gym. She's dating the guy. She's moving in with the guy. She's having a Shannon-esque meltdown where, like, you know, it's giving, it's very much giving, you will all see the truth.
It's, or, she almost says, you will
I
all
see
the truth.
I start charities,
so
Megan.
Times.
You know, yeah, it's very much, I start charities, Megan. And then, yeah.
But what's, whew, yeah, what's crazy? Yeah, it's like this big overreaction because it's like, Alexis, how can you be surprised by this?
You're a friend of. Okay, you're not main cast. And we've seen, by the way, we have seen girls trips where even main cast sometimes has not gone. Because guess what? That has happened to Alexis before. She didn't get to go to Tamara's bachelorette party. And that was the cast trip. So she knows, and she didn't freak out then. She was like, I don't even want to go. So this is very strange. You are suing this woman. You also have sued this woman in the past.
So this brings me to my theory that I was talking with Josh the Roni Stan about, and he thinks it might be solid. So Alexis, I think, there's maybe a type of Gretchening happening where she is
the
so
Gretchening.
She's Gretchening where she's
this
so
is the Gretchening.
This is the Gretchening. Yeah. She's so traumatized by, like, how badly she was treated in her early, like, seasons. She felt like such a victim and was so victimized that she will never not see herself as a victim, the same way that Gretchen, after, like, having, like, that rough hazing season 4 of, like, everyone bullying her and Jeff dying, it broke Gretchen's brain. She's always the victim in every situation now. And I think Alexis is the same.
Right. This is a Gretchening. This is what's happening
to Alexis.
And also how Gretchen, like, just her kind of rabid, insane defense of Slade and his very questionable decisions. I mean, you know, really dark decisions, and not paying child support. And we don't even want to get into all of that. We've talked about it before. I don't want to talk about it again. But it is also Alexis doing this now with John Jansen. It's like, it's like Tammy Wynette, Stand By Your Man, but in a really fucked up way.
Yeah, it's like us, and Standing By Tamara. Like, they both, even though Tamara was the number one offender for both of them, they both have, like, Stockholm syndrome, and they feel so protected by her that they kind of cling to her and also do her bidding. So I think it's a combo. It's like really the Gretchen combo of, like, having Tamara on your side, who's saying, attack, 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 so I don't have to, so I look better.
Like, oh. Yeah, exactly.
And then feeling like a victim because she can't see herself as not the victim, even when she now
can't
is the perpetrator.
See anything. Yeah, like, yeah. It makes me think, like, I don't know, something's weird about John.
I mean, the things they've alluded to on the show, like, it's crazy because Shannon has always, even though she drunkenly was the one calling, like, Emily and Gina and telling them about, like, kind of, it seemed like a very toxic, controlling, like, mean relationship, and like it was mostly John victimizing her from like her drunken blackout calls.
Yeah.
Whenever they would try to bring that up to her on screen, she would deny. She would be like, I was blackout. Like, you know, I'm sorry. Yeah. I shouldn't have said that. He's a good man. Yeah.
No, because I have to tell you the Jeff Lewis story.
Oh, my gosh.
We need to get into that. So, because remember, that happens on this episode. Okay. So, Shannon went on Jeff Lewis a while back, and they're talking about if John ever made her sign a...
NDA.
No, not an NDA. The facelift was alone. And she's like, I never received... But I can't remember the legal document. And so she's like, no, I haven't received, you know, I've never received one of those, blah, blah, blah. She said that on Jeff Lewis. And then her and Tamara, or Heather and Tamara, were like, she has received one. But she said, you know, they'd find out that she had received one because she says on the show that she had. But on Jeff Lewis, she said that she didn't. Okay, so then Jeff Lewis has come back now. And on his show, all he talks about is Shannon. Is the reason that she was acting like, I don't know what's going on, and I'm trying to play very coy and not talk about anything, because she knew that John was probably going to, like, she knew that he was litigious and it was going to make things worse. So that's also why, like, she will never talk shit about him on TV other than just, like, it was rough, blah, blah. And then when everyone tries to bring it up, like what you said when you were drinking about all these horrible things that he does, like, they're saying it. It's never Shannon saying it, because she always knew he was litigious.
Wow. And she honestly is someone who's really good at keeping her hands clean. We're seeing it this season. Her ability to, like, not say something, like, defamatory or mean.
Like, everything with Shannon has always been, like, she engages implodes. And she implodes. Yeah. But it's really her just imploding on herself.
Yes, it's self-violence. Yeah, which women prefer. I do, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, because then she just starts, like, even when she does yell, she just starts and screams at everyone. She immediately leaves the situation and bursts into tears, which is, she's like that, she reminds me of that Harry Potter ghost.
Moaning Myrtle. She's so Moaning Myrtle.
She's always Moaning Myrtle. She's always crying in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's interesting that that's like next level using Gina and Emily to potentially have done her dirty work of making John look bad on camera.
Well, because she did the same thing with David, too.
True.
But he's not litigious. David's not litigious. And he's going... Did you see his texts were leaked with his ex-wife? And
oh,
he
my
called
gosh.
Shannon a saint?
He said a saint compared to you.
Yeah, David
which was
really...
Still calling Shannon a crazy bitch, but she was like, you're an even more...
You're worse than Shannon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's got, like, she has a restraining order on him and stuff. Leslie Bedore, his now soon-to-be ex-wife, but...
She's got a type. She's got a type, folks.
Bring Leslie Bedore on the show, I'm going to lose my mind. Because, okay, I have to bring this up, too. Mm-hmm. This is going to be its own episode, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Speaking of David Bedore, he's going through a really nasty divorce with his current wife, Leslie, who is, like, a... wannabe influencer, whatever, and I think she's always tried to be in, like, the OC kind of, like, on the show
circles. Mm-hmm.
So she's going through this divorce with David, and I've often unfollowed Leslie Bedore on Instagram for a while. She's so messy and insane. She called out Tamara on her Instagram, like, a couple of days ago, and she was like, because Shannon said that, or Tamara said that Shannon would have her say all the shit about David because she didn't want to. And then Leslie was like, oh, so you said that Shannon was lying and made you talk shit about David and made it seem like we were having an affair. And she posts the clip and she's like, you were lying about me here on TV, Tamara.
Wow.
Crazy. Yeah.
So was she saying that that was Shannon's bidding to do, that she made Tamara do?
But she didn't. She's trying to make it seem like Tamara's lying about what Shannon made her do, but said, like, you were also talking about me here, and none of that was true. We weren't having an affair. We weren't together then, but you were saying we were, whatever.
So her point,
though,
she was
really just trying to, it's weird, what I think Leslie's trying to do.
Defend Shannon? Jen Lopez,
Jennifer
Garner team up.
She wants to be like a Jennifer Garner Lopez situation. Yeah. That's what I think Leslie Bedore's trying to do by talking shit about Tamara and calling her out on social media.
Yeah, I mean, that would be spectacular if we do bring on Alexis and Johnny J, but we also bring on Leslie Bedore as an unlikely ally for Shannon Storms. That's
the two Bedores. And Alexis would be like, there's the door, Leslie and Shannon Bedore.
Yeah, she'd have to write so many.
She'd have to spend hours
changing her puns to just have an S on it. She's like, oh my God, I got to revise everything.
That's what I need to see this Phoenix. I need the second Bedore wife to rise up and join Shannon's team. But yes. Anyway, so it's really crazy stuff happening right now. In the yeah. OC. The OC, what is the OC Patriot? What is the name of that newspaper?
OC Register. The OC
what
Register.
Is it? You talk about
the OC Register.
Not Patriot. Yeah, the OC Register. I called it the OC Patriot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there is a Republican slant.
It's a buzz. It's got to be there's a buzz going on. I got to get a subscription to that.
We do have a subscription, I told you.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, well, you can just access it through our email. I'm going to be referring to a lot of articles in it in the season episode.
Also, Joel Kim Booster just apologized to Shannon.
He did? What did he say?
Yes. Stuff that an attorney wrote, I think, is how it sounded. Just like that he was really proud of the show and he let like a moment sort of fuck it all up and he regrets it completely and wants nothing but the best for Shannon and all of the housewives and all of the show and loves Bravo.
Bravo approved statement if he ever wants to work with them again.
What he said. I mean, like, listen, it was Shannon probably like a drunk asshole to him and maybe just some crew members? Probably. Even Jeff said that, and Jeff Lewis and Shannon are very, very good friends. Said that she was not in a good place before she left. But I didn't like the stuff about, like, I hope you suffer, which
yes.
he did say.
And bringing in the children.
And then saying he feels bad for John Jansen when she's, like, in this active lawsuit. And, like, this guy is, like, destroying her life.
It was clearly trying to – that's what's really down
he
and dirty.
He wanted a moment, but it was disgusting. It was like, Tamara. It's like you're trying to, like
– you're trying to manipulate public opinion about Shannon.
Really
you're
nasty.
Trying to – like either cancel her or like get more people. Now you're like, now I've seen the truth. John Jay is the good guy.
Right.
So I want to make sure I hate how much support she's getting and I want them to turn on her, which is bizarre because it's like, you're on a show with her. You should want it to succeed. Like I'm kind of like with the watch, but I really like Joel and he's like, I feel like such a usually like good person and like you know is good friends
he's
with all of
watch.
His
yeah.
his like comedian friends and is like a great friend to them, a great advocate, ally. This like I almost think allegedly I'm like, was this like
for the show
not for the show? I don't think that Bravo like almost never, even if it gives it buzz, they never want you to talk shit about their stable of stars, you know?
Right.
But I don't know now with the fake divorces and everything happening with the fake breakups, I'm like, maybe it either seems like it's got to be for the show or like he was like, you know, I don't know, partying really hard like during the finale party and was just like, you know, what the fuck? I'll pop off. I'm still like, you know, all GHB'd out. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
No, he's like, I'll just sound kind of bitchy, but it was actually like, heinous.
It was so, yeah, like, and you know, wham, like it was so vicious, you know?
Yeah,
that's what's confusing.
The stuff with Shannon, it's like, I mean, we've talked about it before, like nobody can diagnose anybody with whatever. He also did call her an alcoholic. It's like, I think this is, we're also going back and watching all the early seasons, like she has always kind of like her drinking has always sort of been like a thing on the show that people have discussed.
Yes.
But we've never seen Shannon, like, actively talk a lot of shit about people on the show.
Mm-mm.
Like, I've never seen, like, the behavior where it's, like, you're being really mean to somebody. So, it's, like, it's weird when people are saying, like, Joel and Tamara are like, you do this. But it's never recorded. It's never on the show.
And so even Tamara, like, the biggest ammo, the two times she's, like, had friend breakups with her, yeah. like now is one of them, is that she says, you are so draining. She's never like, you're cruel to me. She's like, you are yeah. so draining. You are so needy. It's all about you.
I can see that from Shannon.
I can too. But it's like, why, how does just being drainy and needy and a diva in a 3-week shoot right. drive someone who's like a very respected professional in the industry to yeah. have such a vicious attack? And the only thing I can think of, again, this is all speculation, but it's like, did she say something racist to him? And then he was like not wanting to say that part because that would genuinely cancel her, and just kind of popped off about the rest of her behavior.
I feel like if it was racist, I think he would have said,
he would have said it. Yeah. That's just like, the only thing I can think of.
Because like calling her like, you know, say, hoping that she suffers and her children like that, and calling her an alcoholic, like that's worse. I mean, not worse, but I don't know. Yeah. But I think if it was racially motivated, he would have said something about that.
But see, if it's racially motivated, that. Though, then there's like this kind of.
And I don't think that I've never heard in. Yeah, I've never heard anything about Shannon ever being a racist like, at all.
And we have like, you know, behavior from all of the other racist ones that was on camera. So
like,
it's
we've seen all like the things that Vicky has said, like, you know what I mean? Like, camera, so I've never heard, there's never been blind items about it. There's never been any gossip about Shannon being that way at all. So
okay,
I don't
this
know
is my
happened.
Last. This is my last guess. You think they fucked? She broke his heart.
She started crying.
And he was like, I'll punish you.
You will suffer.
You will suffer. You will all see the truth.
You will all see the truth. That's not what happened. I don't know what happened.
No, he's gay. I'm just kidding. Okay.
He's married, too. I think he's married.
He's poly, though.
Poly.
Anyway, I am just a huge fan of Joel Kim Booster still. And I just really feel like he either, like, had a really good reason or was, like, high and like, what the fuck? You know, so I'm still curious about this.
It is very strange. Yeah. And I don't think we'll ever really know, because Shannon was on Watch What Happens Live and it was not brought up at all. So.
And then she did go live with Vicky and it took them like 30 minutes to set up the live. Like, oh my God, it was like very, you know, grandma
on
Zoom.
Oh, on Instagram? Yeah. Grandma chic.
Yes, very grandma chic. And then she was like, you know, I don't know. We had a talk. I really have no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know what he's talking about. And maybe she doesn't know what he's talking about. She might have forgot. Like, she forgot when she said that, you know, Gina's kids were going to be taken away by CPS. Like,
yeah, that's the one really mean, like, defamatory thing she said.
That
yeah.
was pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty.
But I think the reason that Emily and Gina have, like, given her a pass this season, despite coming off the heels of that, and then her, like, you know, getting a DUI and like really bad circumstances, I think part of it is obviously like they are always clinging to their status on the show. They're always kind of like, you know,
because like
edge.
Gina doesn't have a storyline at all this season. What's her storyline? Jen got kind of evicted from a house that you helped her rent, like,
and then like she's not giving us any of the dirt on what's really happening with her boyfriend and the divorce and like moving
she's
out.
Like, yeah, she's like, it's better for our relationship, and it's like, okay. Wow. Yeah. And she's like, I can't say. It's like,
I mean,
what can you do, Gina?
I get it. It's protecting the children and stuff. Like, not everyone can be Tamara and willing to throw their children, loved ones under the bus constantly.
But I'm just saying she doesn't have a storyline.
But she doesn't have it. And honestly, like, if I think that is a messier situation than she's saying. His ex-wife is actually really messy. Would love to get her on the show. Claims that like they're out to get her and they like, you know, were looking for a reason to get a restraining order.
I
really think OC, it's like part of the reason that they've stayed so strong is that there's constantly so many people in that area jockeying for being on the show.
Well, and everybody also, I feel like in the OC actually really knows everybody in the OC. Like, we even talk about, or I do, that really Christina Hack or Hall, she was on HGTV. She's getting this divorce. She's insane. She's like friends with all of these housewives already. Like, everybody knows each other.
Yeah.
It's wild. Like, that's, I think, like, when Alexis says that.
In their circles.
Has, like, embarrassed Johnny J and his, like, community. It's, like, it's their community. They're all in the same circle.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah, there's like legitimacy there, I guess, which actually is shocking.
Yeah, it's like, is he not concerned about, like, you know, the like national how he was like viewed by like America at large.
Yeah. I mean, I think that Johnny, again, speculation, I think that he just wants to be famous. He knows that this is ultimately maybe not the best for his reputation, but it is like a way to be in the public
about
eye,
him.
Make money.
He's
I think Alexis, though, genuinely thinks that you will all see the truth. That
do you think
the
that
victims.
She loves him genuinely?
I think she has issues with codependence. Mm. I think that, like, she might, like, it seems like limerence
really
more than love, like a codependent attachment.
Limerence
no. is like when you're like the first like few years of love where you're like chemically obsessed with each other and you really don't know how compatible you are.
Oh, no, that I know. I thought you said limerick.
Yes, there once was a girl named Alexis. She drove a Rolls Royce, not mm-hmm. a Lexus. She left Jimmy B for Johnny JC, and now
Jesse
will infects. She infects us. Yeah. Well, it's 7757 and 777 rhyme.
I want to blow my brains out.
Okay. So, here's Johnny.
Here's
the
Johnny.
Shannoning.
I mean, and really when we see him in the confessional, it is like a Jack Nicholson bursting through that door and you're like, whoa. You know, we're all Shelley.
First of all, he's sitting in on Alexis's confessional.
Wow.
And they haven't lit him. It's just her spot, or her ring
he's
light.
He's in the dark.
And he's in the dark. And he also looks like some kind of
creature.
Frankenstein,
he's not well, bitch.
Yes, yes. Very thin, very...
Very Botox.
Botox. Like, it's like he, you know, has a lot of forehead to smooth.
Everything has been very slicked
back.
And lifted. It's,
yes.
It's, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot to take in.
Yes. Bolts on his neck to hold that
bolts
face
on
lift
his
up.
Neck. Yeah. The heavy breathing.
Yeah. So it's like they mic'd him but didn't light him so we could just hear his, like, sighs.
Yeah. And then, you know, then just... the things he's saying about Shannon. He's not sitting there saying, like, I love Alexis and, like, she is my soulmate and, like, you know, we fell in love and I'm, you know, it's just one of those things. I want to justify my lawsuit.
Exactly. It's like, now that I got camera time, I got to get in there and explain the semantics because Alexis isn't good at that. They say, the money from Shannon was always a loan and the world must know that. Very close to, we should all see the truth.
Yeah.
And then we also realize this whole time, like we're cutting to the confessional and then back into, you know, Alexis getting the bad news from Katie and Jen that she's not invited to London. And Johnny J is upstairs the whole time they're shooting this, which is
That's
also
so
like
crazy.
His presence alone is so ominous.
Did we talk about what Alexis does to Katie?
Yes. So Alexis, first she breaks kayfabe. She's like, well, I just shouldn't be on the show then. That's her first, like, uninvited to a trip. She's like, never mind. I'm just not going to be friends with anyone. I'm not going to be on the show.
She's told that, you know. It's very giving. Bravo, bravo, fucking bravo, Denise
yes.
Richards.
Yes,
except
yes.
Denise did a good thing.
Yes.
She made an actual moment. People still will quote Alexis.
True, but Alexis has threatened to leave the show before, remember,
and
in the
like,
season 7 reunion.
Like,
she's always bluffing, but she's always like, I'm going to leave. No one's my friend.
And then they're like, okay. And
yeah, they're
like,
sure, go.
You don't really want me to go, do you?
Yeah, and I think she means it in the moment, but obviously it's like, it's so that Katie and Jen will be like, no, don't
no,
leave. We love
leave
you as a friend.
Show. Don't leave you the show.
Don't leave the show.
The show needs you.
Yeah. And so, yeah, they're like bargaining with her, begging with her. She's so pissed at them. And
she's
like,
so mad that
she's like, actually,
know.
I just think you should leave. And they're like, are we getting kicked out? And then Alexis says, as they leave, well, I mean, I guess thanks for being horrible. And like, they're like, oh, you mean bringing the horrible news? And she's like, yeah, whatever. Like,
but
she's genuinely mad at them.
Yeah, but they didn't. They ended up not even being the ones who told her because the Shannon's like, fuck this. She's like, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to send her this stupid fucking text. And good for Shannon. You're
mm-hmm.
ruining her life. And then so Alexis cannot believe that just because John Jansen, the person she's like pre-engaged to, is, you know, she's with him. Like, she can't believe that she's not going to get to go on this cast trip.
Yeah, which so is shocking. Shocking she never braced herself or thought of the possibility that on Shannon's trip, she wouldn't be allowed to go.
She's never apologized for anything. She sent, flowers during when she knew that shooting would happen, by the way.
Yeah.
So it would be on camera.
This is another, conspiracy theory. Or it could probably be easily fact-checked, but was Alexis maybe, it could go either way, whether she was friend of or main cast, and this was the nail in the coffin? That's, my one...
That is interesting.
She's so, volatile.
She thought maybe she was getting an orange. I feel like that could be true, because she is talking so much on social media about how all of her scenes are being cut, which means either she's a moron... Or it means that she did have a lot more airtime.
She had solo stories. Yeah. I mean,
everything.
It could be she's a moron, or it could be that, they were like, okay, we'll play it by ear, seeing how you fit in the group, whether you do,
the thing, too, she's not it's not like everyone's loving. Having Alexis on the show, they're appeasing her, and she's I feel like they feel indifferent about her. It's like that type of depression where you're not in the throes of you can't stop crying and everything's really hard and you just it's
just
really dark,
dead inside.
You're just nothing is bringing me joy. You're just sort of indifferent about everything.
Anhedonia.
That is how Alexis is. She's that type of depression where you're just sort of indifferent. You're like, I'm not getting, I love to cook, I'll do it, but I'm not getting joy out of this anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
She's
not
sparking any joy. She doesn't spark joy.
She doesn't spark joy. And especially just because it's every time she's in a scene, I think the problem is it's about her. That's why these women are if you're going to be
it's about her
cast,
or it's defending John Jansen.
Or defending John. It's always them. And so they can't push story with her at all. Usually friends of are there more as support to help the main cast stories. So the fact that she's being Tamara too and sucking all of the life out of every scene. They're pissed.
You're supposed to be the funny friend right now. You're supposed to be Judy Greer and you're not doing anything.
Yes. And you think you're Jennifer Garner and 13 going on 30. Actually, she is a lot. If Alexis is a 13-year-old girl in an adult woman's body, that would explain so much. Yeah. She got Freaky Friday'd, a little Jesus freak, preteen.
Yeah, she's like, I don't understand finances. But then the most shocking thing happens. Shannon's talking about she hasn't sent Alexis a text until... So she sends Alexis the text. Then she talks about the last time I talked to Alexis, it showed me was 2018 when she talks about Alexis sent her a text that said, "We will sue you." She said "we." And Alexis has always maintained the lawsuit from Jim she was not involved with that. They were divorced. But in the text to Shannon from 2018, it does say "we."
The smoking gun. Wow. I mean, good on Shannon for catching that. Yeah. What makes it more complicated, however, is that she's also now told us that Johnny J is independently litigious and has been for the entire time she's known him. So that gives Alexis a little more plausible deniability.
Well, Alexis is involved because why would she be throwing herself the woman constantly needs a fainting couch, and that's Shannon's thing.
She has hysteria.
Yeah, she's trying to shenanigans.
Yes, shenanigans is hysteria. It's 1800s Victorian, madness.
It's jewels in your teeth. It's it's Grey Goose neat, and you're gonna mix it yourself with your own soda water. Mm-hmm. That's a shenanigan.
Having a delicate, bony vagina that you don't want to be overwhelmed by a big hard cock.
And you need to wear 5 pairs of Spanx and talk about it.
Yes.
I have all 5 pairs of Spanx right now. I'm not changing.
If Alexis comes on with 5 pairs of Spanx.
We have seen the truth.
We have seen the truth.
And Shannon was warning us.
And Shannon was warning us.
She was warning us.
If Alexis gets a colonic stuck in her asshole.
And David Bador has to go fish it out.
We know the truth.
I think I've seen this scene before.
Yes. Yeah. all too familiar, Alexis. And on that Taylor Swift quote, we are going to wrap up the episode. Tell us if you like these new longer recaps and then lesson plans, because that's a new thing we're experimenting with. Shorter episodes, more content, more fun for you, less asking you to listen to stuff. And
more editing for Jason.
Which, yes. You know.
He loves it.
He loves it.
He loves it.
And we'll also have some great guest interviews that are going to be separate episodes coming up as well. Great guests, great comedians, great TikTokers. And yeah, we're so excited for what's next. We've got a new logo.
Above the liners.
Follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Bravo_breakdowns. 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 Bravo_breakdowns.
These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdowns.